Well, friends, welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast here on the David Vance channel. Hope you enjoy this content we're putting out. We do our best to please. So if you do enjoy it and you'd like to support the channel by becoming a patron of the channel, as quite a few of you have done, maybe if you haven't done that, you might want to consider it. Okay, folks, here's the big topic I want to tackle with you guys today, and it's a kind of simple one. It is perfectly obvious by this point that there is a distinct retreat in the UK and apparently in Ireland as well by the COVID forces of tyranny, by the regime. And obviously that was being triggered by Boris Johnson in the first instance. I think he did it for party political reasons, but undoubtedly the essential removal of most elements of the everyday restrictions is welcome. And it's triggered a response, as we expected, from Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland. Now, it's a grudging response. They don't want to give up the power. Of course they don't. But they kind of have to. And even Ireland, the poster boy for New World Order compliance, they've also abandoned or about to abandon COVID passports and the outward and visible elements of the COVID regime. So, but the thing that amused me and what I wanted to talk to you about is that, you know, we've been in this battle with them now for 2 years. So we're coming up to the second anniversary of the just 3 weeks to flatten democracy and all of that. So we know exactly the timelines on this one. And yes, we have remarked on the fact that it is, you know, it's telling that at a point when Europe falls deeper into COVID tyranny, as we've talked about in France and in Austria, Germany, Italy, all those places, we see a distinct opening up here in the UK. Now then, there are people who have spent the past, year and a half, talking up the vaccines. Some of them have even become vaccinators, self-defined vaccinators. And of course, this puts them in a bit of a pickle because the regime is currently in retreat, undoubtedly, for whatever reason. And the vaccinators are like, you know, they're like the front guard of the Nazis, and the central command have gone in retreat, and these poor vaccinators are left fighting alone in the jungle, declaring that, yes, they're still going to win. And the most hilarious thing which I've seen is some of these people saying, it's the vaccines that have given us our freedom. Oh, really? It's the vaccines that have given us our freedom. That's an interesting theory, isn't it? Because if I look at some of the most tyrannical regimes at the moment, they also have had the most vaccines. So how does that one work then? So, for example, if you take France, where they've jabbed more or less the same percentage as the UK, they're increasing the chokehold of the restrictions. They're not easing it. So those vaccines, so in continental Europe, it doesn't mean that, does it? Oh, yes, David, yes. But that's the continentals. You're forgetting the subtle point that Johnny Britt, you know, Boris and the gang, they're much, much, much more freedom orientated. No, they're not. Not at all. The truth of the matter is that the only thing that is quite obvious to those but the most fanatical vaccinators is that the vaccines don't work. The vaccines have achieved nothing that we can tell beyond 1,800 plus deaths and a million different other serious and not so serious adverse reactions. And we don't know what the medium to long-term consequences of these vaccines are. Oh, they've achieved that. They've achieved potentially all kinds of health injuries of an awful lot of people. Millions and millions of British people could potentially be injured by these vaccines. So is that what you mean by the vaccines have given us freedom? No, they haven't. Let's just be clear on this one here. And I'm calling them out, the vaccinators out there, the obsessives who seem to think that, oh yeah, the experimental mRNA therapies, they've really done a fab job. No, the evidence is clear. Just look at Israel. The more you jab, the more you get, the more cases you get. Your vaccines don't work. Your vaccines don't protect. Your vaccines don't stop you spreading it. Your vaccines don't stop you going into hospital. Your vaccines don't stop you going into ICU. Your vaccines don't stop you dying. So in what way do they give you freedom? And the answer is none. In no way. None whatsoever. As I say, I mean, I'm caveating all of this with the fact that I believe this is a tactical treat, not the final end stage of the war between us and the World Economic Forum and the globalist filth who are behind all this. Don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that, but I'm certainly taking this at this point in time today in the UK and indeed potentially for my friends in Ireland as a moment when those of us who have stood against all of this, we are the resistance, not you vaccinators who were collaborators and participants in the most evil regime we've seen since the 1930s and 1940s. So don't think for one moment that, you know, we've forgotten about you. Oh, I see it in social media. I see it in the media, in the mainstream media as well. We've got the Piers Morgans of this world. We've got the Dr. Shillery Jones. All these absolute shills for the regime are now turning around and starting to ask some of the questions that some of us have been asking since 2020. So we know that they're insincere about it. They're just trying to get on the right side, you know. So when the allied forces liberate, they can say, oh, don't come for us. We weren't collaborators. No. That's the more savvy ones, the more savvy hypocrites in the media. But there are still people out there, I see them, and they're still saying, yeah, we owe our freedoms to the vaccines. The vaccines have liberated the UK. No. As we said all along throughout this, the vaccines are simply a bioweapon used to take away freedom and liberty and to do goodness knows what to so many people of all ages. So, vaccinators out there, your vaccines didn't work and you've lost the war. Thank you so much for listening, folks.